And you know, next Sunday night is the last worship night of the season, so 7 p.m. next Sunday, the worship band will be leading us in some more of this great praise music. You're all invited to come. That's next Sunday night. But today on Youth Sunday, we continue full of life here in the sanctuary, full of children and youth. We want to take a few moments to celebrate together and hear from some of our graduating seniors, those who have just finished up high school. I'm going to call them up one by one just to share with you a few words about their life and faith. First person I want to invite up is Priscilla Borley. Priscilla, come on up. Let's hear from you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Priscilla Borley. The Presbyterian family has been part of my spiritual life since I came from Ghana to live with my mom here in America. In Ghana, I was also part of the Presbyterian Church, and transitioning into the one here was an easy process. I must confess, the first day I attended church with my mom, I was a little skeptical about the people and how they were going to receive me. As often said, first impressions are also important, and they can make or break a decision. Well, this first impression made up my mind to belong to this family, and I was also pleasantly surprised that not only were the church members accepting, but also the church was very diverse with multicultural constituency. Being part of the church has been one of the most important things in my life because as a little kid, I was brought up belong principle of Christianity and taught to love everybody no matter where they were from or who they were. I'm proud to say that the church embodies this teaching that were the basis of my childhood and also serves as a living evidence of my faith. I have been part of some evidence including the trip to the New York City to help in the soup kitchen for the homeless, the Bryanton Presbyterian Church retreat, the confirmation process, the aid to the refugees, and the regular monthly food pantry, aid to the homeless. All this evidence are qualified very personal for me because it gives me the opportunity to help people with who aren't as lucky to have a place to sleep and have regular meals there. It has also helped me spend time with some of the church members and get to know them better. The confirmation process was also an amazing journey because all the knowledge that was imparted to us. Our mentor also did a great job. And the day of my official confirmation, my family members of the church was truly a happy and memorable moment in my life. Rodan College is an excellent job choice for me. I can live on campus away from home, but still have the support of my community and my church to help me. I love the Presbyterian Church and I'm proud to be a member of such a community. Thank you.
Thank you, Priscilla. I'm going to put Tally right on the spot. You might not know her, but we're going to hear from her. She just graduated from high school as well.
Hi. You may not know me because my family and I are new to this church, and we are excited to be here because it's just a friendly place to be, and we've loved it so far. So I look forward to getting to know all of you personally, hopefully. When Pastor Dave asked me to share a little bit about what my plans are for the fall, I sort of was like, I'm a little confused because I've committed to going to Eastern Nazarene College, and lately I've been sort of like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it, and I just am not looking forward to going there, and I feel like God's calling me somewhere else. And so lately I've been trying to figure out what that is that God wants me to do, and it's challenging because I feel like I'm waiting around for something that I feel like I should be starting. But why should I rush when I know that God will eventually tell me what's right? So I've been living by the verse that I love of, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. And I truly believe that God will lead me in the path he wants me, and I'll end up being happy where I am.
Thanks, Tally. Bridget Dua, you're next up. Let's hear from you, Bridget.
Hello and good morning to you all. My name is Bridget Dua, and today I will tell you a little bit about myself and my life in the church. I began going to this church on Easter, on April 2007, with my brother Henry, who's not here today. And since then, well, the first day I was happy to see how everybody came up to me and were so nice to me. And so since then, my brother and I have continued to come attend this church regularly. I've been involved in many activities, such as the nurture committee. I was in there during my junior year. I participated with the worship band, and I was part of the youth group. And last February, I was able to take a trip with the other youth members to New York to work at a soup kitchen and a food pantry at Riverside, New York. And I was surprised to see some of the people who came who were homeless, because I usually thought that homeless people would wear, clothes that are not nice or stuff like that, but there were people who looked like regular people, so I was surprised to see that. And while I was there, I was able to get closer to some of the youth members that I usually didn't talk to a lot, like Nolone, William, Olu, who's not here today, and Priscilla, who's in the back. I recently completed a 6 month confirmation group with 4 other students. Miss Leticia Tete, who's Kwamiji's mom, was my mentor, and we formed a quick bond, and she became my friend. She even tried to get me a job at IHOP. At this church, one of the things that I like about the church is how it's diverse. There's a lot of different people here, and it's nice that everybody has the opportunity to come up and do whatever they want to do, like the Ghana choir or the youth band, the worship band. It's a different thing every day. I also enjoy the brunches that we have downstairs, because you get to eat a lot of good food. And I've made a lot of friends here, like Pastor Dave. I talk to Pastor Dave a lot. And if I have problems, I can call him and tell him. And recently, when I took my trip to China, they helped me raise money. I came here to sell some stuff. They helped me raise money. And I hope that I'll be able to share my pictures with you later. Now I have successfully completed high school, and I'll be graduating this coming Tuesday. And I'll hope to attend URI in the fall. And that's it.
Thank you, Bridget. All right, one more senior. You've known him for a long time. Mr. William Gabe.
Everyone, my name is William Gabe. As some of you may know, I've been attending this church for quite some time now. I first began coming to this church when I was in the sixth grade. I grew up in this church. During my years of middle school and high school, I've learned many things, but the most memorable ones weren't in the classroom, they were in this church. I've learned hard work through mission trips, such as trips that we work to help clean up houses and backyards in parks in New Orleans, or contributing in soup kitchens in New York. Also, like the usual student of the Lord, I had to put in the work in Sunday school too. Through our studies, we learned how strong the faith may be in stories such as Abraham and Isaac. Becoming a member of this church changed my lifestyle very much for the better. I was headed down a wrong road and was graciously guided on the right back to the right track by people such as Pastor Chris, who every day shows her devotion to the church and treating everyone with such love and displays her passion in her work. Also, Julie Baldwin. We've truly been through a wild ride together, especially through you and your wild and adventurous driving. You have truly been there since the beginning of my church life. You literally took me out of the streets every Sunday morning and brought me to church, where I can learn and gain faith in our Father. Julie, you are an incredible woman. Every morning when you pick up me and Nolan from our house, I always start off the day in a bad mood, but your smile and your cheerful personality just lifts me up, and I thank you for your guidance. You know how to be a mother and also keep a friendship with us, and I love you for that. While attending the church, my faith has grown, and I believe in the Father Almighty. There are days in school, at home, or just in general when I feel weak and didn't know what to do. I turned to my faith and it reminded me that the Lord will always guide me when I feel lost. And also that I had all these new people in my family that I may turn to. There were times where I questioned faith and where I found that I thought what I thought was the answer to be opposite. But that only made me think deeper and intrigues me to learn more. My memory of the church a couple years back was that it was a small, loving community who had just retired a pastor and was about to let another pastor, Pastor Jim, go. We all became close to him, and letting go of two pastors in such a short time was tough. I recall the day the congregation was presented with our new and permanent pastor from California. As he stood and waved, I remember saying to Nolan, Precious, and Medusa, "Oh my God, is that Tom Brady?" It wasn't. But it's okay, because I would trade Tom Brady at quarterback for Pastor Dave as my pastor any day. I love having Pastor Dave because he's easy to relate to. He checks up on me all the time. You can tell he honestly cares about the congregation. And since he's came to our church, our numbers grew so high with attendance each Sunday. Through him, we gained many members, and we became an even bigger and stronger family. For that, we must show our thanks and appreciation to Pastor Dave. I appreciate what you and Pastor Chris have done for me and my family, and for that, I thank you. Through brunches and retreats, I began to get to know the lady who makes the greatest lasagna of all time, Mrs. Sally Lockhart, who is another mother to me. Sally is a very caring woman who cares a ton for our community, and especially for our children, as she helps teach the godly play classes. Also, through her work as a retired guidance counselor. Sally, God gave you, wherever you are, I can't find you right now. God gave you an unbelievable gift. The gift to just make anyone feel home and comfortable in your arms with your hugs. You are such a great person, and I appreciate you for being there for me. My last thank you is to someone really special to me. The church has always been there to support me, but she's been there since day one. Whether it's forcing me to wake up in the morning or those nights we stay up and talk about our days and how she wisely advises me through everything, it leads to me thinking, how can so much poise, wisdom, intelligence, and beauty lie within one person, especially so young? Without my sister, there may be no motivation. There may not be a high school graduate. There may not be the young boy who is maturing into a young man that you see before you today. And for that, I thank you, Nolan. To the congregation, this is an irreplaceable family in the Lord, and I wouldn't trade you guys for the world. Thank you for accompanying me on this journey. And this fall, as I attend Rhode Island College, please keep me in your prayers, and I promise to work hard to make everyone, as well as myself, proud. Thank you.
Thank you, Will. So those are our four high school seniors, a great group of folks, and more on the way. Wipe your eyes. You can do it now. It's okay. Get it out of the system. Well, I know that our time has run on as we've had so much to celebrate this morning here on Youth Sunday. What a joy to hear from our children and youth in worship. It's also Father's Day, as we talked about, and a great day, my very first Father's Day. So can we give another round to all the fathers in the house? Can we give you a round of applause? Nice, nice. Along with that, today is our church picnic, all church picnic, which is following up. It's going to be a great time. I hope you're going to join us for a chance to fellowship and just relax down at Lippitt Park. With all of this going on and with our time getting away from us, I want to just gather our minds and our hearts a little bit around this word from Scripture that we heard read earlier. This is a strange little story, and I hope it might be a word for your life as well. So as we begin, will you pray with me? Let's pray. God of wonders beyond our galaxy, you are holy. You call us to a life with you. You transform us and change us, mold us and make us. Show us now something new about you, something for our lives. Build us up in our faith that we might go out to serve. All these things in Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. So I was thinking this week about Youth Sunday, and an image came to my head that I want to share with you. Here it is. Have you ever seen this guy before? Who's this? Yoda, right? Now, this might seem like a surprising person to be thinking about on a Youth Sunday, because from the looks of it and from what I've read on Star Wars websites, Yoda is 900 years old. So not exactly a youth, as we would think of it. But if you remember the story, young Luke Skywalker, who's a young person in need of some life direction, goes to the swamp planet where Yoda lives and seeks him out. He's wondering if Yoda will train him and take him on. So Yoda does do that. He becomes his teacher, his trainer. He builds him up spiritually and mentally, and I would say, and also physically. Yoda's his teacher, his mentor, the one he looks up to, who shows him how to live. You've all seen this movie, I think. People have speculated that Yoda's name might be based on the Hebrew verb that we find in the Old Testament, which is yada. The verb means to know. Yada. Yoda. The one who knows. And one of the great gifts that any church can give to its children and youth is to be Yodas for them. To share with them what we know about a life with God, that they might also come into knowledge of that life for themselves. We don't know it all, not by a long shot, but as the Apostle Paul would put it, what we have received from the Lord, we pass on also to you and to them. We are Yodas to our young people when we pass on our faith to them. I have one more. Yeah. Okay. So part of what Youth Sunday is about passing on the faith to the next generation, the way Yoda did with Luke Skywalker. This is the basic pattern of Christian discipleship, that those who are more mature in the faith would pass on what they know to those who are younger or newer. Sunday school teachers, youth leaders, parents, and pastors all participate in this as we guide our young people into the way and the truth and the life with Christ. All right, Jonik, you can change that one. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Well, in our story today from Scripture, I'm going to come out here because this microphone is making me crazy. All right, let's see. In our story today from Scripture, we hear this great story about how Peter was in prison. Peter, you remember, was the pillar of the early church, and he's put into jail by Herod and the Roman authorities. And there's a bunch of people in that
together to pray. These are Yoda kind of people. They know what to do when things happen. Like when the sidewalk gets cracked in front of their church and becomes a safety hazard to the whole neighborhood, the way ours has. They know what to do. They get it fixed. When there's a potluck lunch and everyone's told to bring a dish, they know what to do. They go to Sally Lockhart's table. When there's a Bible study and the pastor says, open to this page and this chapter, they know what to do. They know how to navigate Scripture. So these are Yoda kind of people. They know something. Now, when their friend Peter is in prison, they know what to do. They gather for a time of prayer. They hold all-night prayer. I heard a story once about a pastor who took his wife up on a balloon high air balloon trip. They went up in a high air balloon. Imagine that.
Pastor full of
high air. Okay. Well, they were going up, and he wasn't so sure that he was very safe. You know, he was flying the equivalent of a giant picnic basket at 1,000 feet in the air. And so he decided to reassure himself by talking to the pilot of the hot air balloon, started asking him about his background. And the pilot, who was a younger-looking guy, started to explain himself by saying, dude, it's like this. Not what you want to hear when you're flying 1,000 feet. He went on to say that he was really an unemployed surfer who had taken up a hot air balloon piloting after losing his driver's license because of a drunk driving condition. So this didn't reassure our friend the pastor, nor did it help when this young fellow said, and by the way, it might be a little rocky on the way down. I've never actually driven this kind of balloon before. Okay, so some of the other passengers in the balloon at this point turned to the pastor and said, hey, you're a pastor, do something religious. And so he did. He took an offering. Well, the people in our story, they're like that. They know what to do. They know how to do something religious. What they did was call
a prayer meeting
to pray for their brother Peter, who was in jail. But in the middle of the night, while he was there, Peter, who was bound on either side of the guards and with chains, with prison guards at the front and back entrances, an angel came in and led him out of that prison, through the iron gate, out of the city, into safety, away from the danger he was facing. And he came to himself, realizing it wasn't a dream, it wasn't a vision, it was real. He was safe. And so he went to Mary's house. This is another example of one of those New Testament women who's hosting a house church in her home. He went there and started knocking on the door. It's a great scene, isn't it? Knocking on the door. Inside, the church is praying. Peter is outside, knocking on the door. And who comes along to answer it but Rhoda? Rhoda is a young girl. In the version that Amberly read for us, she's called a maid. She's a young girl, maybe not even 12 years old yet. And she's in charge of answering the door. So she comes to the door and recognizes Peter's voice and gets so excited and distracted that she forgets to actually open the door and let him in, and instead runs back to tell the people inside, Peter's here. He's standing outside. Now,
the adults, the Yoda kind of
people, say, now, Rhoda, you silly goose, you have a very active imagination, but you know, Peter's a Christian. That's why we're all here tonight. That's why we're praying. We know. He's in jail. We are here doing our religious thing.
And she tells him again,
no, no, don't you see? Peter's outside the door right now.
But they don't see.
The thing about
Yoda people, people like you and like me, folks who know things, is that sometimes we can think we might know it all. But we don't. This story is an incredible reminder for us in Scripture that even Yoda people who know all
they ought to know, can't know it all. And Rhoda, this young girl, is the reminder of how we come to
see something new or different to the smallest member of our community, the ones we see sprinkled through here,
the ones screeching or crawling, hopping or clapping,
for our children. They help us to see something
in a different way,
a different light.
As a church family,
we are blessed to have so many little
Rhodas running
around. That's Rhoda, not
Rodent.
And our children and youth, they keep us humble, don't they? They keep us laughing.
They help us to see
that God's power is at work in a way maybe different than we thought. That's the story
that we read
today.
The church thought they knew how God worked. row to help them see something new. There's an old story that you might have heard before about Karl Barth, that Swiss theologian of the last century, who was once asked what the most important theological point was that he could think of. He was this great, complex theological thinker. What was the most important theological point that he could make as a professor? He said what our children said earlier. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells us. Jesus loves me, and I can count on him. There's authority behind him. I can trust in the simple faith of our children. It's something that turns us on. It helps us to see. When we get settled into our yoga patterns of doing things decently and in order, sometimes it helps to shake things up. The youth who chose all the music this morning, who wrote the prayers, who stepped up to the microphone, which is haunted, that's a scary thing to do. The youth have led us in this worship service, helping us to see something about God who's at work in our midst. Amen. I want to leave you with the words of a song that I used to sing when I was younger. It goes, I need you, and you need me, and we need each other. This is family. We're a church family. We're God's own people, gathered in this place, related one to another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Some of us are older, some of us are younger. All of us find our place here in the household of God. So that's the message of the morning. That we need yodas, people who know how to do things. We also need rodents, people who help us to see in a different way what God is up to. All God's people said, Amen.
Please stand and join me in the affirmation of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born from Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please come and give to the church, because when you give to the church, you give to the Lord as well.
Yebetuwebeneza nyame na dumarakwa tanyo nyamia ya mawo na bana zimano yebetuwebeneza nyame na dumarakwa tanyo nyamia ya mawo na bana zimano Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for the many gifts we have to give. We hope that our offering represents the commitment we have to serve to you. We pray you may use our offering to fulfill your will in the world. In your name we pray, amen.
Please remain standing for our final hymn, which is I Could Sing of Your Love Forever. Let's stand and sing. We are going to do a different kind of congregational amen. You're going to pick it up really quickly. I'm going to invite you to come forward when we do that and lead the congregation. And as you
exit today, there's a coffee hour waiting for you. There's a
picnic, something even better. We hope you'll come down for that.
And now, go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Support the weak. Help the afflicted, honor all persons, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of His Spirit. May the blessings of God Almighty, Father,
Son,
and Holy Spirit
descend upon you and remain within you, both now and forevermore.